from Equine Connection, the Academy of Equine Assisted Learning. Hi, I'm Carrie.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Carson.
Welcome to our podcast.
You will be listening to some of our best moments of helping people to live their best lives, and all while, get this, working with horses.
We will be your hosts and have tons of guests along the way. Subscribe today and happy listening.
Hi. Horses, farriers, vets, oh my, at the end of the day, horses are a hobby that can cost you a load of money.
Oh, yes.
A load of it.
So, a load. Yes. No millionaires in horses.
But is there a way to change that? And today we are here to tell you that yes, there is.
Absolutely. So we're going to tell you three solutions. Now, people, I don't call them this, but they call them hay burners, horses. And I understand it's a lot of men or husbands like I have who are not tight with horses. So they always say, oh, they're so hay. They're just a hay burner out there. They're costing us so much money. So yeah, exactly. So we're going to tell you three tips, three solutions, how to turn that hay burner into actually a money-making idea, which yes, then our partners absolutely love, because then it's just not money flying out the window.
They call them hay burners. We call them majestical
creatures. Yes.
So we thought we should probably introduce ourselves.
Indeed.
So, my name is Carolyn Charles. I'm the Director of Sales and Marketing with the Equine Connection, the Academy of Equine Assisted Learning, as well as a facilitator and an instructor.
Hi, my name is Carrie Fulmeck, the founder of Equine Connection and What She Said, and master instructor and facilitator for certifying and helping people globally around the world to do what it is that we're doing.
And I am Carson Scooter. I'm the social media guru here, as well as a facilitator and instructor.
You got it.
We like that. Individual talents, the gifts of the company.
Yes.
We like it.
Oh, we're just technical difficulties.
There we go.
Oh. So as a result of becoming certified with us, our clients leave with life-changing ready-made business, including exceptional tools you need to be successful, an empowered team to move you and your business forward, refreshed awareness and remarkable communication with your horses, and leave with a soul-altering confidence, knowing that you are doing exactly what you are meant to be doing in this life. So if this sounds like everything that you've been waiting for, listen up, because we've got some ways to get you there too.
Okay, right. So how can we turn this hobby into something that can make or save us money?
You got it. So talents. Big part of this is figuring out what you and what your horses really want to be doing. Mm-hmm. So you'll find that maybe you've been working with your horses before, or you've just had lots of kids who come over to your farm and they come and they pet the horses, whatever else, and you just love it and the horse just loves it. That's a talent for both of you, because obviously there's some sort of communication flowing there. If you've had people who are coming over and kids want to ride your horses and your horse is like, no, me no like you, the kids on my back, then you know that's not one of their talents. So that's maybe not a direction that you can go. So you need to figure out what are the talents, what are the skills that you both have, both you and your horses, that would act towards something that you could do together to help me start a business, really.
Yeah. You know, let us know what your horse's talents are, or if you don't know, tell us some examples of times that your horse has had a real good time with them little kids, or maybe with the
adults,
the women,
yes, or the men. Whatever it could be.
I don't know why we said it like that. The men.
It's funny. I don't know if you guys have all seen it. Maybe I'll find it and share it to our page too. There's this video going around right now of this little girl. She's got to be like 2, maybe 3. And she's running through stables. And each of the horses comes and brings her nose all the way down. Aww. And she goes and she loves on their little noses and kisses them. And then runs to the next one. And the next horse brings their head all the way down and runs and kisses just as this little girl is going through the stable. It is the cutest video. I'll find it and put it on our Facebook page. Yeah, because it's adorable.
And you know, that's where that gift even within our horse as well. Like, they love authentic. Mm-hmm. Why? Because they are that prey animal. So those authentic children who are just so naturally them, that's why they're so attracted to those beings, because it's real. There's no fakeness. Well, and you know, some of the talents too might surprise you, because let's say you're doing dressage or you're hunter jumper, but let's say something has happened with your horse. Maybe he just can't do it anymore, or he's not liking his job, or he's had an injury that he can't go back to what that passion was before. You know, now finding out how can you still keep that beautiful horse who has meant so much to you and has given you so much.
And who still has purpose.
Now let's see what he might be interested in, because it could be just as simple as, like Carolyn was saying, like having kids come over and groom and talk to them, just to having a place that, or maybe you've got a stable and you want to help youth at risk. I still think youth at risk is cool in working. Yep. Because they can come and clean out all of the stalls, get to know the horses, talk to the horses, start hearing what the horses are saying through their body language. That builds human beings up totally when they can see and hear what the horses are saying.
I have a friend actually who has this horse and she loves this horse to death. It's her horse, her hard horse. But unfortunately, this horse has moon blindness. And I don't know if you guys have ever heard that, but the horse will flare up and go blind in his eyes. Now, she loves this horse to death, but she knows that he needs to still have a purpose and she just can't provide that. So right now she's looking at other alternatives for this horse, but she knows this horse and his talents and what he's capable of. So
yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah. And it's only certain times, right? Like of the lunar cycle.
Well, I think initially it started out with like the different pressures associated with the lunar cycle. And so with that, that's when it changes. But I don't know actually much about it, but I do know that it's pretty crazy and they have to give eye drops. And
wow. And I mean, really, some of us have a bad time
once a lunar cycle too.
Totally. But you know, I remember back in PEI at Amber's place. I'm not sure if Amber's on here today, but was it Zara? I'm sorry I have forgotten your beautiful horse's name, but she was a thoroughbred off the track, but she was blinded in the one eye or the one eye. So, you know, when we started working with her and what this beautiful horse could do, because at first I'm like, blind, no sight, that can't be possible. But that's not true. Because this horse had so much life skills and she did not jump and get spooked by anything. She was so used to her blindness that she was actually stronger in her ability to teach people. And I remember Amber was saying, you know, maybe we should keep this fly mask on because it kind of hit her eye, that the eyeball was actually out, the eye socket. And we're like, no, take off that beautiful mask. Yeah. Let those human beings see that this beautiful, beautiful horse is still gifted in helping, being blind, a disability as people would put on it, or for a horse. And it wasn't a disability because you see, then people still had empathy for her situation, but not for her learning of how she was teaching the people, because she was brilliant in how she taught the people. And then it shows human beings that, you know what, look at her. She's still doing something in life. It's like a human being who's got an injury. They can still do something in life. Totally. So there is a great way, or a talent that a horse would have as well.
One other thing with the talents too, is we've had a lot of parents come in and become certified or want to work with their horses in a different way when their kids are autistic or they've had kids with behavioral issues or anything like that, simply because they've seen the magic that the horses have worked with their children and they want to keep spreading that love too. So they already know that there's that talent there. There's that piece of the horse that can help these kids or even adults, whomever it may be, but they've seen it already. So then they want to keep working with that talent and going further with it. And they're just looking for kind of the methodology of how to, which kind of actually brings us into our next point, which is research. Do the research, people. See what's out there that can help you along this path. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, if you know that you have this beautiful talent and your horse has this beautiful talent and bring it together, this just means that now you need some structure to it. So you have to start researching what are the careers that can come from having these talents.
Yeah, and there's so many out there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's mind-boggling. I remember one lady in one of our online courses, she was saying that she wants to do like a family camping where it's on. I just think that's beautiful. So they would come out for a couple of days and they would camp, but they would get to be with the horses the whole time. I'm like, oh, I love that. I've never heard of that one before. So
that's really
there's
cool.
So many beautiful and different ways that to bring that purpose to your horse and of course to you. And it's so fulfilling.
Yes. But definitely do the research. Take the time to look into what you really want as a career with your horses so that it's something that's fitting you. Because whatever certification you go to get or whatever learning you decide to take, it still has to fit what you want as your end game.
Yeah.
So make sure that you're getting it researched properly to figure out what that is for you.
You bet.
And then I guess start. It's that easy,
right? Yeah, right. You know, this brings us into that, you know, start your small business. Because what does it actually mean to start a business with a horse? It means that your money that you're paying for your horse now, so whether that be your boarding or whether they're living on your own place, the vets. Let me tell you the vet story right now. So here's an example of why it's so great that our beautiful horses are no longer a hobby. It's actually a small business because of the write-offs alone, and it saves you money. So we had Roxy, who has Windpuffs. All of a sudden, she's got this big, huge leg. Like the entire leg is like 10 times its size.
If you guys have ever heard of stocking up or cellulitis or lymphangitis, that's how big it was. And if you don't know, Google it, because you'll see how huge it is.
So, of course, Panic City, we call up the vet. Well, first of all, I always know that it's going to be a write-off, but it's always expensive when the vet comes out. So, of course, they come, 10 minutes, gives Carson the antibiotics. Okay, it should be okay. If she's not okay, then we'll have to come back for x-rays. Well, oh my gosh. A week later, she's still not good. No. So that was the first $400 bill. Then we had another vet come in. Well, he was amazing because he drained. She had a major pus pocket deep inside.
To do an ultrasound even to find it.
To find it. Yeah. So that's why it's so great, these traveling vets. He drains it last night. So, of course, 10 times more work. Another $585. So Roxy cost $1,000 to buy, which was a business write-off for me. Then we get to write off over $1,000 now in vet bills. And it's so beautiful because even like you still think it's spending money, which it is technically, but when you get to the end of the year, this is the bonus for you. Because as a small business, you can just put it under yourself. So for myself, being an entrepreneur, I always wrote any business I had under just Carrie Fulmeck. I did not become incorporated or limited company. I was just Carrie Fulmeck. And then your bookkeeper knows how to take all those expenses that you have done to create your small business, and they apply it to the income that you're already making. And this is where the magic of small business comes into play, because then you're not paying the tax like you would if you're working for someone else. And of course, with our governments, it's beautiful because they love us to start our own small businesses. So they give us a couple of years to, you know, try to get more income in than expenses going out. Yeah. But at least for your first couple of years beginning, you've got a really great chance to build up all those beautiful expenses. And hubby is happier because the money just isn't being wasted. Or wife, sorry. Right. I always say that because this market with women, it really is 95% of us who do something.
But we like we like you guys too, guys.
Yeah. Oh, we do love you. It's just interesting that mainly it's women.
It is.
Yeah. In our industry.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and through our experiences, it's the hubbies that.
Yes.
That are rah, rah, rah.
Thank you, learners.
But this really is the big answer to today's question, is having that piece of your own business. And I always think of it as the difference between like renting and owning your own place. Mm. When you rent, it's money out of your pocket every single month. You betcha. But it's not going towards anything. It's just money. It's gone.
Gone.
However,
gone.
However, when you are on a mortgage and you're having your own place and you're putting money, it's towards yourself at the end of the day, and it's paying off that big piece. So it's kind of
investing. Really, it is investing in something, because then you go to sell the house in a few years, you've actually made money.
Yes.
And like your business, you make money, even though it doesn't feel like it to begin with.
So it's still coming cash out of pocket, but it comes back to you rather than just poof.
CC, wee. I love that. That was a great parallel, Carolyn.
Thank
Charles.
You. Thank you very much.
I like that.
Every
one.
Once in a while, guys,
just
I come up with
comes
one.
Right yep. on out.
Yep. And then that 3 weeks, there'll be nothing. But so, how are you going to take your hobby horses and turn them into a career? Turn them into a way so you're not getting the hay burner and all that extra comments
you're
that
being
you can
smart.
Get. The first piece is finding their talents and yours and how they're going to work together. The second piece of that is researching careers that you can do with those talents. And then, of course, the third piece is really starting that business so that you can start having these as write-offs, and it's not money flying away. It's an investment towards yourself.
And once again, I'm Carson Scooter.
I'm Carrie Fulmeck.
I'm Carolyn Charles. And it was so fantastic to have you join us here today. And we can't wait to see y'all next week.
Bye.
Thanks so much for tuning in today with us gals from Equine Connection on today's episode of Changing Lives with a Horse, of course. Next week, we're going to have tons more information, and please join us then for more chatting on how these phenomenal creatures are really the best teachers around. We'll talk to y'all then.